Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana.
I know. We are fresh off of our Northeast tour, which was amazing. It was great to see everyone.
I just want to thank everyone who came. Everyone who, over 4,000 people came out last week.
Yeah.
Left the house.
It's incredible.
Left the couch. Said goodbye, comfy clothing. I'm going to get dressed and go out and be a part of something.
I'm here. Yes.
I'm living. I'm breathing. I'm having fun. I'm having my drink. And, you know, even on the New York show was a fantastic time. That was like heartwarming just to be a part of that many people. It's funny because those shows do feel like we're all holding hands, having a good time together. Like, right. I really do feel like everyone's on the same page.
We get it.
Everyone gets it. But people came out on nights that weren't easy to come out. Monday in DC, they came the Monday after Halloween weekend. Like,
I know.
You fucking did it. Awesome.
You guys did it.
Boston,
you're amazing.
You came out on a Tuesday night and you filled
sold
up
out.
The Wilbur, sold out show. Unfucking believable. Philly, you came on a Wednesday to like a rock venue that, you know, like that you probably never would have walked into. Like, because it was just like different and
great.
Weird and great. And we loved every second of it. And then New York Friday night, just an unbelievable
awesome
time.
Show.
Awesome show. We just want to thank you because I know we had fun, right?
We had a great time and we have fun. You guys have fun. It's
if
like the audience
fun,
energy
yeah,
is amazing.
It was just amazing. So thank you. And thank you, Moxie Hotels. It's not every day. Like, I don't mean to be the corporate shill, but it's not every day that you can feel confident that, like, the sponsor matches the people at the show mm-hmm. and actually can be utilized by them. And it's been cool what Mox has been doing. We did pre-games at all the Moxie hotels in D.C., Boston, and New York. And every hotel was like, yeah, I would stay here for a bachelor party or like a dude trip or, you know, women, I'm sure, too, right? Like,
yeah, it's a great bachelorette party spot. It's a great social fun spot. And the people who come to these shows are social and fun. And people who listen to this podcast want to be out there, want to be having a good time. And the Moxie's such a great place to do it.
And we're not done.
Yeah, we're not even done. We're coming to the West Coast in Texas.
This is going to be so we and also let me pat ourselves on the back.
Could take a moment to recognize ourselves.
We did a great job.
Yes.
The New York show was like, oh, shit, we know how to do this show. Like, that was tight, fun. I mean, the other shows that week were great, too. But I'm saying, like, that was like the moment where I was like, oh, we got
something.
We got something here because so we're coming ready to go. L.A., that's going to be a great show because they don't usually buy tickets ahead of time. Like, L.A. is kind of known.
Is that a thing?
It's a thing. Okay. L.A. is known as like the, oh, there's this thing going on tonight. Even though they've known about it for months.
Right. They're,
you know,
too cool.
Too cool. Okay. But we've sold a good amount of tickets in L.A., so I'm confident that's a great show. San Francisco, I know people in that area love this show.
Yeah.
I've been out there 6 times this year, I think. I've been out there a lot this year. We're pumped. They're already coming out to the show. I'm pumped about that. Portland, Oregon. If you're living in Portland right now and you're listening to this show, we need you to go buy a ticket right now. We need you to get involved. Get the group chat involved. I listen, put away your paper straws and, you know, whatever, you know, whatever march you're about to go on. Fucking come to the show.
You're really
bring
appealing
bring
to
crew.
Them,
yeah.
No, seriously, Portland, come out.
Come out. Yeah, you know. Listen, we'd like to have you.
Yeah.
It might be just you, you know, two of you and Jordan and I. Seattle.
We'll get into it.
Vancouver. I don't even care if anyone comes in Vancouver. I'm just excited to go.
Vancouver's doing pretty well.
It's doing pretty well.
Canada,
but we love
Canadian followers. We love the Canadian demo. They're into it. They're here to play.
Also, not to go off track, So many Canadians, so many people like traveled to New York to be at the show.
That was amazing, yeah.
Fucking awesome. So Vancouver, Phoenix. I get a lot of messages from Phoenix. Like, when are you coming?
And we're
coming. Okay, we're coming. We're coming. So fucking get it together.
Have you been to Phoenix?
Not for shows. Never for shows.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited to do that.
Wow.
Houston, Dallas, and Austin. I love those three cities. I actually have a great time. Have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been to all of them. They're all, I love great. Texas.
Houston's one of those like underratedly huge cities.
Yeah.
Like you can't see
it's
it
enormous.
All.
Enormous, right.
And, yeah, Dallas is great. And then Austin, like, come it's on awesome. Out. Let's make this happen. So the West Coast is happening. Get the tickets now. Get the group chat now. The best compliment we got this week was I brought my friends and now they love it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And that's amazing.
And we're going to be staying at the Moxie in Seattle. Thank you again to the Moxie Hotels for sponsoring this great thing. Check them out at moxiehotels.com.
I gotta ask you, Jordan, but let's get into this real quick. We're already like, what are we?
Five minutes in. That's pretty good for us.
That's pretty good. We usually do 20 minutes of thank yous.
Look at us. We're getting tighter.
Yeah. We're getting tighter.
Yes.
Buy those tickets. So I am.
Betches.co/uUpLive.
So get involved with that. I've been getting all these messages lately, and I want to talk this out with you because this is an uncomfortable conversation.
Okay.
But this is the podcast of uncomfortable conversations.
Let's hear it.
Comfortably.
I want to hear your something that makes you feel weird.
Well, I keep getting these DMs from girls, and I don't want to, every time I say I get DMs from girls, then I get 1,000 that day. Stop DMing me, okay? But I get these women are writing me going, this is so crazy. Read this message. This is so crazy. And it's not crazy to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
This is a DM I got. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it to you now.
I'm ready.
And I thought it was interesting because like it was so, she goes, some guy just asked me if I only want to go to dinner and drinks or would I let him make me dinner and watch movies at his house? And it's like, and then she writes, oh, and he won't judge me on my answer.
Okay.
And it's like, he literally doesn't think he said is weird. And it's like,
is this some guy that she's saying she's never went, they never went out?
They've never gone out. They met on a dating app. And basically he gave her the opportunity to say, do you want to only do drinks or dinner? Or I'll make you food at my house and you can come over to my house.
Right.
And it's like, I'm thinking a lot about this as far as like these dating apps and I'll connect this. I hope this makes sense. I was talking to a friend last night and he's like, this guy's a legitimate like stud. Okay. He's made love to a lot of women. Okay.
Okay.
But he's like an admitted guy. Like he's like, yeah, I go out and I fuck a lot of women. Like this is what I've done in my past and I've done in my future. And like, I'm not saying this guy fucks. And I looked at him, I was like, yeah, you do. Like, I knew, like, he, you know, like,
he's indeed, I believe that about you.
I believe that, like, to me, he's like a billionaire fucker.
Does he like, say it, like, in a way that's, like, braggy? Or
no.
He's just like, oh, like, I had sex with many, many women.
There's some people that, like, I'm not this guy.
Okay.
Like, I'm saying, like, there's some guys I know who could go out at night, mm-hmm. can pick up girls, can talk to them, and then get them on the same page with them as far as, like, I'm here to have sex, I'm here to, like, do, and, like, what the dating apps have done, and like to me, he's like the 1%. Like, there's not a lot of him that exists.
Right.
But the dating apps have kind of opened up the world of fucking to the average fucker.
I still don't think it's as easy. I mean, I think game definitely is like an important thing.
Sure.
There are some men, I feel like, they're like you said, that 1% of men, like where you go out and you'll meet a guy and you'll mm-hmm. be like, oh, like I don't even care if this guy calls me tomorrow. But like,
sure.
It's rare, especially for someone like me. But there is like a random chance encounter where you're like, this guy is like so charming or so good looking or so whatever. Like, I'm just kind of like not even thinking about the future.
I'm throwing every anxiety I have about what my age is, what it is, and I'm going with this guy.
And there's something about that guy that gets about like almost like he's not trying so hard.
Of course.
Like, you know, it's like, you know,
but he's a professional athlete of fucking.
Right.
So when I get a message like this, like basically like I've been thinking a lot, like dating apps have made it possible for losers.
Mm-hmm.
To act like they're not losers.
Like this
to
guy.
Be this guy. To have access to this world.
I think it's, again, it's I agree with that in an introductory sense. It's like, yes, Dr. Fisher.
I'm not saying they have the ability to fuck. I'm saying the world is open. It's like, you know, like in investing.
The door has been opened.
Yeah. There used to be only rich people could invest in stocks because you'd have to buy individual stocks all on their own. Now there's mutual funds.
Right. So anyone can get in.
Now anyone, any average Joe or Jim can invest in all the stocks they want because they're bundled up and it's cost less for the average investor. Mm-hmm. Dating apps are mutual funds for these guys.
I agree. But like investing, even though the door has opened for all these people, it's not like all these people are fucking killing it.
Agreed.
They're all like now have the chance.
But this is why I come back to this guy's message.
Okay,
this is a loser trying to fuck. Okay. Right. You know, like this guy.
He's saying it. He's not pulling the moves.
Yeah, he can't even do this fucking right. He's going, hey, we'll do dinner and drinks, or you could come over.
Right.
And he's not even saying like I want to fuck you. Like, and then this girl's writing to me. She's going, I'm so confused. No. This is a guy using an app that's made for dating that under the guise of dating, he's on an app trying to fuck.
Right.
And he's just trying, and he's a loser.
And he's a loser because he's not making you think it's your idea.
Yeah.
That's a guy with real game makes you think it was all your idea.
Exactly. So it's like, for
the guy who says that to you now puts you in a position of like, I now like. The cards have been laid on the table and I now have to decide, like, I know exactly what you're doing and now I have to make the rational, informed decision about, which is in some ways kind of nice and refreshing because it's like someone's like laying out their intentions just bare for you to see. It's like someone who's a terrible negotiator.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, here is the lowest price I will possibly give.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how like a real like good salesperson does it.
This kind of goes back to like how we have to start readjusting our view on these apps. Like, if you're on the dating app and you don't, you have to think of it like a bar. If you're not thinking of it like a bar, you're gonna get fucked. Like, and you're not gonna be happy with the results. You're gonna keep going, this is crazy. It's not crazy. If a guy came up to you at the bar and goes, and you had a nice conversation. If you and I was like, hey, you want a drink? Nice to meet you. Oh, you're from there. I'm from here. Actually, I take my number. Or you can come home with me, or we can go out.
Right.
You would go, okay, I'll text you to go out maybe, but you'd also be a little bit put off.
Right. You'd be like, okay, that guy's like weird. I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
Or so, if you really wanted it, there's some girl out there who's like, okay, I'll come over. Like,
yeah.
It
worked once. That's why anyone tries. But if you weren't a part, you wouldn't be surprised or confused. You'd be like, oh, he wants me to come home with him,
right?
You know, the or he'll maybe go out, you know, like it's if you're, I know we're on the same device that we text our mom, dad, and brother and friends, but you have to remember that these are strangers, you know, like these aren't people. Right. Like, I don't know, I was thinking a lot about, did that make sense? Like,
no, I agree, that's not crazy. This first email is,
let's do an email.
We talk about people with crazy dating stories.
Yeah.
And like, this isn't like the most absurd thing I've ever read, but it did strike me as there's these people out here too.
Well, there's no one crazier to me than someone who goes, I have the best dating stories. It's like, yeah, you're in the story. So you're fucking crazy.
Right. Yeah. That happens every day.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. 10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Let's do some emails. What are we talking about?
So this girl, I just thought this was so funny. I read this email and I thought we should talk about it. I'll read the email. Dear Jared and Jordana, I'll start by telling you I love you both. I have listened to every episode, rate, review, subscribe, and told all my friends. I will continue to do so. This podcast has given me the tools and confidence to navigate dating in Chicago. So thank you. You're welcome.
What up?
My question for you is, what is the appropriate way of handling expenses when traveling as a couple with friends?
So we've kind of had this conversation.
We kind of have. Okay. But I enjoyed this. This is an extreme.
Okay.
This past December, I was invited to go to Maui with a guy I had been seeing at the time. We had known each other for 3 years and dated on and off for 2 years. We had recently started dating again at the time of this trip. He usually goes to Maui every year with his mom, but his mom was not up to the flight this year, so he invited me and used his airline miles to get me a ticket instead.
All right. So at this point, when I hear he got you the airline, he got you the ticket with miles.
Right.
When I hear
because
that.
Because his mom dropped out.
Because his mom dropped out, but and you're dating. He's taking me to Maui.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I think...
But not as intentionally as, like, I'm taking you to Maui. It's more like, my mom dropped out. Do you want to come with?
I know, but I don't go on things I can't afford myself.
Okay.
So, if someone said to me, Jared, mom dropped out. We want to take you... I want to take you to Maui on the miles. I would go, well, where are we going to stay? I would have more questions. I wouldn't just... walk into, like, I don't just walk into places with my eyes closed. Like,
Sure.
You know what I mean? But like, I don't mean to blame the right. emailer. I'm just trying to, like, play devil's advocate to this whole thing because I'm like, I understand, like, if someone says to me, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Like, that's just not the way
that's
the world
true.
Works.
Yeah.
So
that's the first thing you learn in Econ 101.
That's the first lesson. So to me, if someone's like, come to Maui, I'll use my miles. I go, great. How can I give for the hotel? Can I,
she does this. Right, let's get into it. Okay. Yeah. So they reserved a 2-bedroom timeshare and invited some other mutual friends to join us throughout the week. Going into the trip, I would never.
See, now the mutual friends are in. Like, this is like.
Now it's a group trip.
Listen, it's like going to dinner with a bunch of people. The more you invite people, the more the group extends, the more the money is stressful.
Is rationalized.
Yes.
Going into the trip, I would never expect him to pay for my food and drinks while we were there, especially since he used his miles for my airfare and covered the cost of the hotel. Usually when traveling with a friend or partner, I prefer to either split the bill or take turns paying. However, he insisted that I and others staying with us at the timeshare charge everything to the room on his card so that he could get points. Anytime that just the two of us would go grab a drink, he would put it on his card and tell me not to worry and that he would add it to the spreadsheet even when I offered to put it on my card. Almost every morning, he would go sit out on the balcony and work on tracking expenses. At that time, I thought this was coffee with this guy. at this time, I thought this was odd, but didn't think much of it. He has a history of being cheap. Uh-oh. At the end of the trip, I received a 3-tabbed spreadsheet documenting every meal, drink, grocery store visit, etc., broken down by percentage allocations of how much might have been consumed per person. I understand when traveling with friends that it can get tricky to track expenses, so it makes sense to have a system set up and maybe share the spreadsheet with others. However, as the girl he had brought on the trip with him, it seems like he could have just told me how much I owed him without the detailed spreadsheet. We have since broken up due to other reasons, but even though he was super generous using his miles for my flight, am I crazy for thinking it's odd that he never bought me one drink while we were there? I've attached the spreadsheet that accounted for the second half of the week. Sincerely, Kristen owes Dave $511.65.
I gotta say, I the spreadsheet, I don't know if we can post it somewhere. Is there, maybe we can post
on Instagram story.
We should put it on Instagram. It is, wow.
Very detailed.
It's very detailed.
It has group total, individual total, people present.
Yeah, and then it has like, there's an activities page, there's a food page, and then there's like a booze page, right?
Yeah, it looks like that.
And it's like, he even knows like the name, he's like Maui Wave Rider Surfing. Like he's got like names of the companies put in.
Right. Like this is some, includes $30 tip, includes $20 tip.
Here's the problem I see with this email, okay? And right. I can only like speak to the listener. Like I can't speak, like... He's a cheap fucking, you know, he's not, I guess he's a little cheap. He's also a little anal, like he's a little OCD.
I think it's also like, you want the points, like fuck you, you get the points.
The points plays into this
points are
a lot.
Like, I feel like points are also like a very like new millennial like thing. like who, we all want, now we're all like trying to be the one charging our credit cards so that we can get those points.
Well, it's also a cheap person thing to do, like to like... To think you're smarter than everyone else at the table, that no one else knows points.
Right, I'll put this all on my card.
Yeah, yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. And then you find out they're like really good at tracking points or like have some, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I know people like this where like they'll like you'll find out. I remember we went on spring break my freshman year and we took this trip to the El Poblito in Cancun, okay? The El Poblito doesn't exist anymore. It's basically fucking rubble in the ground. We looked at it online, and like my buddy Thunder Dan was like, "Oh,
Thunder Dan,
yeah." He's like, "They got a swim up pool bar." That's what he kept saying to all of us: swim up pool bar. And we get to fucking El Poblito. It's and it looks like a carnival. It's like pink and blue. It's like painted crazy. And they're reusing plastic cups. You know those plastic cups, and like washing them out in the sink, and then like they're like, you know, like you would get like a drink in your hand, and then it would like be coming out the side because the cup was overused, and then we're like sitting there, and they're like, and it, like everything was cheap, and then we found out that the reason he put this whole thing together is he got a free trip. Like there's that one person that does the Cancun spring break that like gets the free trip for getting everyone to go. And we're like, oh, so the whole trip, all we're doing we're giving him such shit. We're like, oh, good thing we're here at the El Poblito so Dan can get his free trip. And then like, I remember we did like there was like a bracket, a tournament style arm wrestling competition. They were like
at the resort
at El Poblito, and like the winner got a free T-shirt, and we made Thunder Dan like enter. He's like, oh, I'm gonna win this free T-shirt for
Thunder
the group.
Dan.
We're all gonna split this fucking T-shirt, and then I remember we did this whole competition. We lost. He lost in the finals. We were so disappointed. And then one of the days we're like, we're going to go to the other hotel where like MTV was and like where the real people went and. We get there and they're like, who wants T-shirts? And they're throwing out T-shirts and everything. It's like, yeah, because we fucking cheaped out to get Dan his free trip at the swim-up pool bar. We have to fucking fight for one T-shirt while everyone's fucking having the best time of their lives. So these people that do this, like, they think they're getting one over on you.
Right. I mean, I get on some level, I'm like, okay, the guy used his points to buy her the flight. So in some sense, he's probably in his head like, I'm entitled to whatever.
Yeah. That's also a cheap guy move.
Yeah.
Cheap, because they're like
they're calculating everything.
Yeah.
Right. Which is not a fun way to be.
There's a scoring system going on in their head that you don't really know or could even see eye to eye with.
Right. This is the guy who Venmos you after the date where you're not interested in a second date.
Absolutely, because they're like, well, you know, I paid this and I thought I was getting sex out of this.
Right, and now I didn't get my return, so I want my money back.
Yeah, I think it's interesting the way she positions this. She goes, we broke up for other reasons. No, you broke up for this reason. Like,
because he's like a selfish guy.
Yeah, I don't believe. Yeah, this is a bigger issue than just the points and then the spreadsheet.
Right.
Like, you guys are not a match. You obviously see.
Who is this guy's match? Someone who is also equally anal about tracking expenses?
I don't know.
A fellow accountant?
Another accountant. I think someone who, like, appreciates that's like someone would have to see it differently. They'd be like
fiscally responsible.
Exactly. They'd have to be like, oh, he's preparing for our future. This is why he's doing this. And I just like that she's like, isn't it odd that he never bought me one drink while we were there? And it's like, you're looking at this the wrong way.
Right.
Like, you're starting a fight about something you can't win. Yeah. How could you not buy me a drink? Because he's going to go, well, I paid for the flight and then I figured, and the hotel, and then I figured we'd split everything else. Like, that's how he would look at it. And she's looking at, like, the romantic gesture of, like,
buying
me a drink. That's not, at this point, none of this is romantic. Like, you're not going to have, like,
well, going on a trip because someone's mom dropped out isn't romantic either.
Absolutely. Or, and that being the reason.
Right.
Yeah. It's just, but you can't have it both ways. You can't be like, you can't take the flight, take the hotel, and then with the guy you already know is cheap, and then see him going over spreadsheets every morning, and then go, how could you not buy me a drink? And it's like, no, you signed up for this.
Right, and you knew he was cheap before. So it's kind of like going into it, you had this, you got the free trip to Hawaii, though, so that's kind of nice.
It's kind of nice. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be on a trip with anyone I didn't like, that this stuff would be tough to talk about with.
Right. Well, that's why it's tough to like go on a trip with someone super early into dating.
Absolutely. Or before you're confident enough to have these conversations.
Right.
If you're on a trip with someone a month into dating, you can go, hey, let's talk this out. Like, I could understand how that could be made. You're going to have an uncomfortable conversation, but if you feel confident, you're willing to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if you were like, well,
that's when you know you're ready to go on a trip, I think, when you're ready to like discuss that.
Well, that's why you don't go on a trip you can't afford yourself.
Right. Well,
because then it's harder
too.
To have that conversation. You know, when it's hard to have the conversation about Maui when you're like, well, I don't want to ruin Maui because I really want to go. But if I don't get these points given to me, then I'm fucked over. You know, like that's what happens when you can't, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, this isn't a conversation of like when you make enough money, you can do it. I'm just saying, like, don't sign up for things that you are automatically in a position of working for someone.
Right. Well, this guy also is now like making sure that she's working for him, too. It's like he wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna take the hit.
He might like that position.
Like, yeah.
Where some guys
where
like
he's
that.
Indebted.
Yeah. Where it's like, yeah, you go on this trip. Yeah. I mean, let's and then just, like at every turn, like, well, I one. Paid, and it's like, ugh.
Right. Well, that's fun.
I don't know. This trip sounds. It would stress me out.
I agree.
Let's do some awkward.
All
sex.
Right. Let's do it.
UUP at Betches.com, UUP at Betches.com. Keep sending these in. Thought I would share my recent sexual encounter. My ex-husband and I have been divorced for years, but are both currently single, so decide we may as well recycle and hook up for some familiar fun. Uh-oh.
That sounds not fun.
What do you think of this?
About,
do you think this is a good idea for her?
I don't think it's a good idea to have sex with someone you legally, you got contractually separated from.
Yeah,
there's a document saying why all the reasons you shouldn't be together.
Exactly. Yeah, and also it's like, you know, consider all, you know, getting a divorce takes fucking forever,
and it's
money
very expensive,
and all this stuff. So it's like now you're gonna like waste more time with this person.
Right. That seems like a terrible idea to me.
At one point, I told him to grab the lube from the drawer, forgetting that there's also muscle heating cream in there. As soon as he applied it on himself, I recognized the familiar smell of muscle cream and corrected him instantly. However, it was too late. He wiped it off and we went ahead, but I could still feel it heating up. Sure enough, once we were done, he was running to my freezer to ice his penis as if it felt like it was on fire. as it felt like it was on fire.
Hot.
Luckily for me, it didn't last more than a minute. However, it was one of those creams that reheats the muscles when heat is applied. So for the next 24 hours, any shower he took or when he went to the gym, it would reheat and burn. Glad he was a good sport about it, and we were both able to laugh it off. Sincerely, a participant in the This Peen is on Fire incident.
That's good.
What do you think? Any thoughts?
Yeah, those creams are like tough to deal with.
Yeah, well, also, why the fuck are you putting the lube next to the fucking fire crane.
Right. That's
the Ben Gay.
That's the number one. That's the issue here. But I mean, like, I have my boyfriend gets like achy back things. Okay. So like sometimes I'll put that like icy hot thing and then you really can't touch anything after, like your eye or like anything. It becomes
it's like cutting a jalapeno. Like, right. It's over for you.
Yeah. You got to be. That's a. Amateur move.
Yeah, I this to me is the same thing as like when the hotels put the conditioner next to the body lotion.
Oh, is that something that men are mistaking?
Well, I don't. Why aren't we putting the conditioner and the shampoo and the soap in the shower
instead of on the?
It's always next to the sink, and it turns into this thing where I get in the shower, I forget, and then I have to get out, and I have to risk my life. Because I'm slipping all over the bathroom.
Run and get the other shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's every like fifth time I take the conditioner, I put it in my hand and I rub it on my body. And I'm like, this is slippier than usual. I'm like, oh, it's because it's fucking not the body cream.
I agree with that. That we should start a movement for hotels. Moxie has the
soap in the thing.
In the thing. Yeah. So, you know.
I mean, but this, to me, this is called. Also, I love that she's like, well, I'm fine. He just had to run and ice his penis all
it's
day.
Reheating. Yes.
Like, he's sitting there like, please blow on it. No, don't blow me. Blow on it.
Yeah. You know? I wonder what the sensation is for the penis. It's just like warm. Does it feel like it's like?
It's. I would imagine it's burning. Like, I mean, it's just like putting on.
Must be like, is it like
icy
numb?
Hot?
Yeah, I feel like that kind of numbs it in a weird hot. I don't know.
What do you have any names for this? Icy fuck.
That's good. Ben, I like that. Ben Gay.
Ben Gay. Ben. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's. Has this ever happened to you?
Not with like a genitalia, but yeah, I've like I do this all the time where I'm like put my like finger in my eye.
Oh, really?
Just
and,
burns.
Then and then you're walking around like you can't see out of one eye.
Yeah, and it just burns a little bit, and you're like, oh, there's my vision. It's gone. What about you?
Never happened to me. I've used the like they have those like. You know, they have lubes that kind of do this a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like, didn't they have condoms that kind of did this a little bit? Like they, you
know, it was supposed to be like sensate, like her, the sensations
kind of like that. Yeah. And I feel like I've always like, yeah, let's give it a shot. You know, like there's never like, you know,
right.
Why not? You know? And then you're like, oh yeah, my balls do feel cold and hot at the same time. I don't know if this really helps me to fuck.
Right.
You know, I'm not, all this stuff to me, like when they're like, use the lube that like gets hot when it's cold and cold when it's hot. It's all like a couple that's like, let's do something new, but then they don't do anything new at all.
Right. They're just like, let's experiment with this thing, which is like not that exciting and it has potentially like very bad consequences. And then they could be like, oh, we're not going to do that. You remember what happened last time.
Yeah. And then they have to wash it up in the shower. And then they're sitting there being like, let's just have our missionary sex. That's kind of what it feels
right.
like.
Right. This is too much for me.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But speaking of the fact that she's divorced, I forgot to mention this before. I've been watching Couples Therapy on Showtime.
Wait, what?
You should check it out. There's a new show.
Okay.
I don't know if it's new because there's 9 episodes, but they're each like half an hour. It's on Showtime. It's called Couples Therapy.
Okay.
And it's like real couples therapy.
So you're basically fly on the wall during a couples therapy.
Yeah, but this shit is like very real seeming, and I like really like it. And I want to talk about it, but you got to watch it.
So what's the most interesting episode you've seen?
Well, they're all like, it's like 5 different couples. So it'll be like part of like each episode is like a little part of their thing.
So they splice between.
Right. And they're all like different like races, socioeconomic statuses. Mm-hmm. Like there's a trans woman and a lesbian woman. And it just it makes you feel a little better about your own relationship because everyone is so fucked up. But also like
are they
very relatable.
Deep?
But it's
like,
all very relatable.
Like to me, the couples therapy, like I understand why people go, but then you're like, you know, I guess this goes back to like the disposability of people. Like, I guess I live in a dating app world where I'm like, why even deal with this?
Well, because the sum is more than the whole of the parts.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That's why you deal with it, because it's like, yeah, you could just keep redoing your like life and you're dating with like various people that you meet, but that's never going to be as good as like a full life lived with one person that you go through life and experience all the shit with. Like,
yeah,
the sum is greater than the whole of the parts. Like, that to me is like the real reason. Yeah, you could keep dating a million people, but you're not going to get like that, like
that full
full life with someone. And these people have, they're not like people who are just dating, they're people who've been married for like a while.
But I'm saying like there's must be like a lot to lose that they're like, we gotta bring someone else in.
Well,
here.
Yeah, for some couples they're kind of like, I like don't really want to work on this, and for other couples it's like you kind of could sense they still like do love each other.
Yeah,
but all the problems, like the small problems, the big problems, like they're all, I think it's really interesting. It's kind of draining though. You should check it out. And if you guys have seen it or you don't want us to talk about it, I know that you got a little tired of the dating around conversation. So email you up at uup@betches.com. Let us know your thoughts.
In the market for investment worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's do some emails.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, J&J. I love the podcast. I've turned on all my friends to you up. It's fantastic. My friends into you up fanatics. Here's my situation. My boyfriend and I met in D.C. where both of our families live. 6 months into our relationship, I got accepted into a one-year program in Pennsylvania. We decided to try long-ish dating, a 4.5-hour drive. And it's been great for the first 5 months. My plan
great.
Is, yeah, wrote in capitals, great. My plan was always for me to move back to D.C. to be with him, my friends, and my family. However, he just got an incredible job offer in Boston and wants me to move there once my program is over. I would love to be in the same city as him, but that would mean moving even further away from my friends and family. Also, he seemed weird when I mentioned moving into his Boston apartment. Does he want me to move to his city but get my own place? I do think 1.5 years is a little early to move in together, but why would I move specifically for him just to live in a different apartment? And finally, is it bad that the feminist in me feels a little guilty changing my plans, leaving my family for my boyfriend? Would love to know what you think, the nomadic bitch. What do you think?
To me, this isn't a feminist thing. This is the person who cares more kind of thing.
Mm.
Right? In some senses.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I don't think it's about, like, if you move for a guy, it makes you, like, not a feminist. Or if a guy moves for you, it makes him, like, wimpy or something like that. I think it's more like the person who, like, is very intent on making the relationship work a little more, who the circumstances also happen to, like, be easier for them to finagle, is the person who should move.
Yeah.
Like, the person with, like, the easier job to relocate should move.
Yeah. It's about... Yeah.
And if that's the girl, then that's the girl.
But also you have to be working together. I think there's this like thing where she's like, I feel like I'm not the feminist.
Right.
In this. And well, it's like you're putting up a wall to, it's like you versus him a little bit in that sense where it's like, instead it's like, I think that's like, it, I think she wouldn't be doing that if they were having more of a conversation together, because the fact that she's like, hey, well, he's bringing up other apartments. Like, so now they're not even communicating like, about that.
It seems like he's making the decision, then you have to deal. She has to deal or decide if she wants to like go for it. But it's not like you said, like it's not a conversation where we're like, well, what are we gonna do?
Yeah, it's not a what are we. It's like, hey, I'm going to Boston. I want you to move there too. Goodbye. Good luck.
You know, like, right.
Figure it out now. Like
and that's the annoying. I do think a lot of men kind of. Do that where they're like, this is my job, this is what the job I got, I'm clearly going, like you're coming or you're not, or like that's like sort of your decision to make, but like this is what I'm doing. And that seems like the more anti-feminist part of it.
Yeah,
that's like the,
he didn't even include you in the discussion,
right? More like, oh, like this is, I got this job offer, like let's talk about it, like what do we want to do? And I think that's generally a more female way to go about like decision making in relationships, especially when it comes to like how like jobs play into it.
It's like,
yeah, I value my job, but I value this relationship a lot too. And so like, it's not a decision I'm making without you.
Yeah. It's tough because, I do under, like, I, you know, I'm trying to put this in my own terms. Like, if someone was like, hey, if it came up that someone's like, if Hollywood came calling, okay?
Okay.
Move to LA. You're going to be the new, we're doing, you know, a new sitcom and you're the lead in the sitcom.
Yeah.
What would I do? I would look at Jess and I go, hey, this huge opportunity came. I want to, you know, obviously we're going to make us work, but I need to do this, you know, like and it kind of reflects what you're saying about guys where it's like, I don't know how I would look at her and go, well, is it okay if I go, you know, like there's a lot of legwork that I did before we even met, you know?
Right, but that I don't know if that's the way to look at it.
What do you mean?
For me, if I got that same offer,
yeah. Let's say L.A. comes calling,
right?
Because I don't know, L.A. is like such a far away place to us,
right?
And also,
it is very physically far. It's
physically like, far, yeah, so like life changes.
Yeah.
And what would you say to Mike?
I'd be like, I got this offer. Like, what are your thoughts? Like, would you be interested in moving to LA? Was that something you'd be like down for me? It wouldn't be like, I wouldn't go without him.
Mm.
I just like to me, it's like, I don't have my thing here is not so bad that I like, or it's like my dream is like, yeah, to be successful, but it's also to be like, happy in my like relationship with the family.
Sure.
And like, to me, those things are not like, one is not more than the other necessarily, but and if one is, it might be like a relationship and a family.
I think also, but to a lot of guys, their happiness in a family is mm-hmm. directed by being able to provide for that family.
Well, I mean, the choice in that wouldn't be like no providing or providing. It's more like,
well, it's provide better versus providing worse.
Perhaps,
you know, like it's like, can we, if, you know, do you know, it's a decision.
Would you ever be like, okay, I'm going to move to LA and like, we can live separately. Like if you want to move here, that's cool.
No,
get your own apartment.
That's the other thing. I think that's the biggest problem in this.
Right. Like that seems crazy. I would never move. If he was like, oh, I got a job in LA. I'd be like, I mean, we live together now, so that would be like especially weird.
Yeah. Hey, I got a job in LA. So we're going to live apart. This is my chance to get out of this whole fucking thing. Yeah. I think if she went to, I think the conversation changes. If she goes to, if the next time they're together, and they should have this conversation in person.
Right.
And she says, hey, I'm excited about your new job, but I need to know, are you trying to do, are we going to go do this new job together and I'm going to figure out a way to be a part of that? Or
am I following you?
Are we still like fucking in a new city?
I feel like guys do this thing where they like move to escape a relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
Which seems like.
Absolutely. You know, there's
which is not something I've ever heard a girl even consider.
If you're dating a guy who's like, I'm applying to jobs overseas.
Right.
Like, I'm thinking, we had a girl that we had someone that came to our live shows and there was a discussion of her boyfriend, like, you know, going into the service.
Oh, right.
He wanted to like, he was applying to go into like Navy SEAL stuff. Yeah. And it's like,
it was his dream.
It was his dream. And maybe that was his dream, but maybe that's his way out, you know, like of like, I think a lot of guys like,
cause then they don't have to be the bad guy. Also, it's like,
never the bad guy. I'm not saying like guys are like training to be Navy SEALs just to get out of like dating a girl, but I do understand where it's like a lot of guys are like, well, we'll see what happens with this career is going to take me wherever I go because that'll be the thing that I will be
and there's no sense of like I do not want to lose this person that is like of equal importance to me.
Yeah. It's a tough question to answer because this is where our conversations about like how men are afraid of getting into relationships based on like money and like their job thing like comes into play where it's like, you know, if you go back to that show that you're talking about where they're in couples counseling,
couples therapy,
I'm sure a lot of those have to do with money.
Well, it's funny because you know, like people say our show is like very heteronormative. And like, so it was interesting to me, like there's a woman, lesbian woman and a trans woman who are dating, and their problems are like just like ours. It's so funny. Like,
yeah,
the trans woman is talking about how like she makes more money in the relationship,
yeah,
and so she doesn't feel like she should be coming home and like having to do the dishes.
And that, that's like the most right. like normal, like that's the most like
right.
sitcom husband type and fight, wife right. fight ever.
And the other yeah. woman's like, well, we work the same amount of hours. You just happen to make more money.
Interesting.
Which is, again, like it's like everyone's like at the heart, like all couples are like equally fucked up.
Yeah, everyone's dealing with the same insecurities. Everyone's dealing right. with the same, I don't want to say it, but I need to say it
yeah.
type of thing. It's tough. These are like tough conversations, I think, you know, for men, because it's the same thing to me as like women being told like their whole life, like, get your husband. Don't let their eggs rot.
Right. For you, you're like, there's a societal pressure to like
this
not.
This is a lot of society stuff okay. that women get a lot of like leeway on, and men don't really get the societal. They go, you know, men are told, yeah, oh, well, boo-hoo. You
right,
know, like,
right.
And it's like, well, your whole life you're taught, if you don't provide, you're a loser. And look at that guy who's out of work, loser. And if you make this amount of money, you're doing fine. And you have, you know, if you have this, you know, all these right. things, those are no, all like true, reinforced yeah. over time. So when this guy who's like, I got the job in Boston, this is happening for me. This is the track that makes me get to Providerville.
Right.
And, which is fine. I think that's fine, but I think her
avoiding... But it doesn't seem like it's for her. It's for him and whoever he winds up with.
Kind of.
That's that's the tough part.
That's the tough part. And I think that's why she has to have a hard conversation with him. If I were her, I'd be like, yeah, I'm up for doing this if we're doing this together. But I'm not right. going, I'm not following you to town.
Right. Yeah. I'm not moving to Boston to be in my own apartment. Like, I'm moving to Boston if, like, you feel like this is going to, like, end in it. I need to know, like, how seriously you take this relationship.
Yeah. We are going to Boston, right. not I.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's how it has to.
Well, it's funny. I always, like, when even, like, getting guys to do a we thing is, like, for me, like, it's funny because, like, Mike will always be like, yeah, I've got, like, I got a wedding that weekend. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm going with you. We have a wedding that weekend.
Yeah.
Like,
we
are going there. And he's like, oh yeah, yeah. He's like, that's what I meant. I'm like, no, like, it's like the way that you like, that's like, to me, like it's just a pronoun, but it's not. It's like,
sure.
It's like, that's the way we should go through life as like a team. Like, we're doing this.
Yeah. And there is a subtle change as relationships go on mm-hmm. from, I have the wedding to we have the wedding. And,
right.
and it's like, it's subtle, but also not so subtle. But like, I think to me, it's one of the two things. Like, this guy's either saying, yeah, making it. There's also another thing where guys are like, oh, you don't want to go to, I guess this is the end. You know, like, this is a way right. out.
Right. Well, that's what you have to find out. If
yeah.
he's just like switching it up just to like, sort of like make you break up with him.
Sure. And make you say, yeah, I think that, like, moving away from friends and family, like, you know, that's another thing that she's like, I've never saw myself so far. It's like, yeah, but that's kind of the fun of life.
Right.
me, that's a fun thing. Like,
although, again, like, if you're moving to a city, where you have no friends and no family and you don't know anyone, you're going to be
tough.
Relying on this person a lot more than you would if you were dating them. Like
sure.
that's when you have to be a we, especially because it's not like, it's like you with nothing
yeah.
moving here. For this person who like has something or everything. Like, I had a friend who moved to UK and
oh,
like
wow.
to be with like a guy that like a British guy that she had known, and like none of her friends were there, none of her family were there. It's like really hard to be somewhere where you don't have any of your shit set up.
You have to start over.
Right. So like the relationship has to be like
strong.
And the person has to be really in it with you and really like helping you to adjust to that city. And helping you to like, you know what I mean? You have to feel like you have something secure to like be with. Otherwise,
yeah.
you're just like out there.
To reference another show, 90 Day Fiancé, The Other Way. Have you
okay.
watched that show?
I haven't. I need to watch
it's
that. You keep
fantastic.
Saying. Everyone keeps saying it's amazing.
The Other Way is when people from America go to other countries and do the 90 Day Fiancé, but in their country. And then they did this like post game, like, you know, they did like the after the
okay.
show get together. And they're like, all the people were talking about how, like, going to a country where you don't speak the language, like, you are, like, you become childlike. I'm sure. You're super dependent on this person who brought you there to, like, get you a water. You know,
like, right, you got, like nothing.
And
yeah.
like this is a more extreme version, like going to Boston from Pennsylvania, like you're not out of, you know, but you do have to depend on each other. And now the relationship grows whether you like, she's like, oh, we're a year and a half. I don't know if it's too early. No,
it's fine.
There's no to anything. There's, are you in for this or are you out?
Right.
And it kind of saying, well, you'll go to another apartment and I don't know about you moving in with me. That's him saying he's out.
Yeah. Or like he's not going to be what you're going to need him to be exactly. If you move to a city for him.
Absolutely.
And that would be the worst thing that could happen is if you move there under the pretense of like we're doing this. And he's like, oh, we're like going to be exactly the same spot that we're at now, which is like we're dating.
Yeah. No, that's
like
not
casually.
Gonna, that's not yes. going to work. It's not going to be the same. UUP at Betches.com. UUP at Betches.com. Let's do some more. You ready?
Let's do some more. And this new segment is brought to you by Tresemme, or not new segment, but same segment.
Yeah.
From ugly sweater parties to New Year's Eve, keep your hair on point by following at Tresemme on Instagram. There are tons of hair how-tos, styling tips, and inspo to last you throughout the holiday season and then some.
At Tresemme, ooh la la.
And if you didn't know, Jared has a great voice.
That's me. That's right. At Tresemme. So this is Let Your Hair Down with Tresemme. Let's. You want to read it?
Yeah. Hey, J&J, huge fan. Your dating advice has helped me survive dating this past year. Thanks for all that y'all do. Now on to the question. I'm 25. I've lived in a large city my entire life, but somehow I have never had a serious relationship and have never been in love. The only boyfriend I have ever had was in high school, which in my mind doesn't count. In college, I was honestly too busy partying / being a drunk mess, being involved in my sorority, working part time, studying and interviewing for full time jobs that I never had time to date in college. Okay. Honestly, dating was the last thing on my mind in college because I was just focused on having fun and graduating with a good job. Flash forward 3 years into post-grad life and I still haven't met anyone where we both have mutually been into things enough to label things. I usually get to the 4 month mark with a guy and then one of us calls things off because the I love you feelings just aren't there. This has happened to me twice in 2019. Since I haven't had a serious relationship literally ever, I'm starting to think that this will deter men from ever wanting to be serious with me, especially because I live in the South where everybody gets married at age 25. The question is, do guys care whether or not a girl has ever had a long-term serious relationship, or is it a deal breaker to men that I have never been in love or had a serious relationship?
So, okay, before we move on,
okay,
people need to stop sending emails to both podcasts.
Did you do this one already?
Yeah. But I think it's a good email for us to do.
Okay.
But I just want to say, okay. Send it one or the other. Don't do both.
Yeah.
Don't BCC.
Yeah.
Because you're fucking me up.
Because you already answered this question.
I've already answered this question.
Okay.
Well, but I want to talk about it with you.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah,
is
let's
that
talk cool? about it.
I this is not a thing.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. You're dating and she is dating in 2019, living under the constructs of 1985.
At what age would this be a thing? In New York.
At what age would this be a thing? It would have to be way later.
Mm-hmm.
It would have to be like, yeah, I'm 50 and I've never dated someone. Also, you don't have to tell people this.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's like that. It's more normal than anyone. Listen, we're in the hookup culture. This is what it is.
Yeah.
So we've all, no guys being like, you didn't have a boyfriend during high school and college. And then everyone's going, yeah, the guy didn't either.
Honestly, like, yeah, for me, this is more of a thing for girls having to do with guys. Like for me,
interesting.
I think that we kind of like, we're like, oh, well, I judge people based on that. So like someone's judging me. For me, like if I'm dating a guy, I want to know that he's dated someone before. Otherwise, I'm the teacher.
Yeah.
The guy has always been in single mode and I'm going to have to do a lot more work than if this guy has had a relationship or not.
Sure. Yeah. The guys don't really think of it this way.
Right.
I've never had a friend come to me and like been like, met this great girl, but
She's never had a boyfriend before.
Yeah, never had a boyfriend for more than 4 months. No one will even be with her. How could I?
Yeah.
You know, like, that doesn't happen.
I don't think that happens for guys to girls, but I do think that happens. For me, like, any guy that I would date or think about dating, I would consider, like, what his past okay. relationship history is, because to me that'd be indicative of a few things. How likely he is to want that in the future. Sure. How he is in relationships.
Yeah.
You know, like,
does
how much
he know how to be in a relationship? Does he want to be in a relationship?
Are those things that he's going to discover along the way and be like, oh, this isn't for me?
Yeah, there's the similar thing. There's, like, to me, there's, like, tasteless women.
Mm-hmm.
There's women that have no taste. They're like, I'll take any guy that will be my boyfriend. But then there's also guys who won't even try to have taste. So there's guys that are like, that won't get close enough with any woman to be their boyfriend.
Right.
So the, like,
well, that's
both,
but that's what I'm saying.
Exist.
That's something to be aware. For me, like, if I met a guy and he was like 30 and he'd never been in a relationship, I'd be like, okay, like, this probably has a less likely chance of working out with me.
Sure.
One, two, like, I'm gonna have to do a lot more work here because this guy isn't gonna be in the mindset of, like, things that girls in relationships like to have done, or, like, you know what I mean, like, having a relationship mindset. Also, like, that's the kind of like the we thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
but, like, to a larger extent, it's kind of like, oh, like, is it going to be obvious to him that he should include me in these things? Is it going to be like, is he going to be having me as a priority? Is it going to be weird for him to, like, want to meet my parents? Because that's not stuff he's ever, like, been into before.
I guess, yeah, I could understand that. To me, like, if a girl said that to me, like, I'm trying to think of, like, because girls do ask, like, when was your last relationship? How serious was it? And I remember, you know, when dating, I would be like, oh, I would always reference, like, first that I had, like, college girlfriend that went, you know, into the real world. And then I would reference, I usually date people for 10 months. and then at 10 months, I would usually, like,
if I were dating you at 10 months, I'd be like, okay, like, I would be anticipating that date because I would know that that was like and that might make me less likely to want to date you because I would think, like, oh, this person isn't really necessarily looking for a long term commitment. I'd have to find that out about you probably before investing more of my time if I liked you.
On the other side of that, if I was meeting a girl who kept constantly said, I've never had a boyfriend, I've never had a boyfriend, I've never had a boyfriend, I'd be like, you're not over this shit. And you'll just take any boyfriend because you just want to see what the show looks like.
Right.
You just want to take a tour of the carnival.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I think to her, she's got to, like, put this away and realize she's doing this thing where she's like, especially because I live in the South where everybody gets married.
You don't have to make all these excuses.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and here's the thing. The other thing about the South is, like, everyone's putting on Instagram a fake version of what's going on in their lives, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are like, everyone's married, but yeah, but they're in couples therapy. You know, like, they're on this
on
TV
Showtime.
Show on Showtime. You know, like, they, so I don't think, don't live in a world where everyone's this, everyone's
it's
that.
On a race,
I think
everyone's
more in your situation now than the other situation.
100%. I get in the South, maybe it's a little different, especially in some, like, cities where that's just more likely, but it's not a race. At the end of the day, like, guys especially, if you're like, don't really care about that. For me, it's like, I was thinking about this while you were speaking too, it's like, if a guy said, like, he's 35, he's never had a relationship, I'd be like, imagine saying, like, I've never had a job. It's like, am I gonna be the one to hire you for your first job? Like, you're gonna have a lot of bad habits that I'm gonna have to break. Do you know what I mean?
I get that. And if also, if you've never had anything, it gets a little weird later in life. I've never had hummus.
Right.
You know, like, you'd be like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It's everywhere. What are you talking about? Why won't you eat it?
Yeah.
You know, like, I've never done, if you're a never have, never will person, it's always a little fucked up. But I think for this person, this whole thing of, like, oh, I've never had a relationship in college.
And 25 is very young.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize.
For a man or a woman, I wouldn't be that worried about a man either.
Also, our interpersonal things are, like, now different. This is going back to the conversation we started the podcast with, where it's like, we live in the age of disposability. People are breaking up after 3 months, and that happens, and not getting back together. And this is the reality. This isn't going to be the same as your parents.
Right.
This isn't going to be your parents' thing is not going to be your thing.
Yeah, and you shouldn't compare it to that, or it sets you up for, like, failure.
Yeah, but listen, let your hair down with some Tresemme, okay? at Tresemme on Instagram. Go follow them. Go get involved. They're doing tons of hair how-tos, styling tips, and inspo to last you throughout the holiday season. And then some. Go and get involved. That's how we let our hair down. That's a let our hair down section.
That's how we all let our hair down.
Ah, feels so good to take out that pony.
Ooh la la.
Let's play some games.
So, red flag or deal breaker? It's the third date and you agree to head back to their place after a fun night of dinner and drinks. They offer to get the Lyft or Uber, and when you get in, you realize it's a shared ride.
Ooh. I'd be okay with it.
You'd be okay with an Uber pool?
Yeah, it would add some, it'd be funny. Like, let's see who this third wheel has to be on the way to us fucking.
Like, it'd be like a little bit of a turn off, I think. I don't think it'd be like a deal breaker, but I'd be like, okay, like now I know like the kind of dating experience this is going
to
be.
Sure. Well, this is the this is back to the guy being cheap or not. Like,
right.
If the girl looked at me after the date, we're having a fun time. Like, I'm thinking of like a date with me. Mm-hmm. Date with me.
Which is really fun.
Ooh, you would be lucky. So I'm thinking if you were on a date with me, we would go to dinner, we'd go to another bar, we'd get a couple drinks, we'd be a little fucked up. I'd be like, hey, I'd be touching the small of the back. I'd be like, hey, you want to come back to my place? Great. And then she looked at me. In this scenario, she looked at me and goes, you paid for dinner. I got the Uber. You know? Like,
right.
Like, this is the only way I could see this happening. And she goes, I got the Lyft, I got the Uber. And then all of a sudden, she goes, oh, we have to go out to this corner because that's the shared corner.
Right.
And we get in and somebody coming back from the library is in the third seat. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is now how you live your life. This is how you decide where money goes. To you, you'll go the extra 10 minutes to get home to not pay the extra $10.
That's now an indicator.
Now I know that we're on two different pages.
And sometimes, but here's the thing, you can still be that person and not be that person on a first date.
Absolutely.
Or a third date.
Well, like, how much do you care about showing it?
Right.
How
aware are you that you're the weird one?
Right.
It's like, yeah, I don't mind. I have no problem with a guy who takes the subway. Do I have a guy who's like, insists on taking the subway at the end of our date? Like,
sure.
With me?
Well, this is back.
That's what I'm saying. It's early. Like, there's got to be like a little bit of like a romance sort of.
Well, it's funny because I'm like explaining what a date is like with me.
Right.
But it changes. Like now, you know, like.
Now you're taking.
Now, you know, Jess and I will be like, okay, let's go to this place. And she's like, I got dinner. You got it last time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's not the first date. That's not.
Right.
Romantic, getting the Uber, we're going back to
that's
my
what I'm
place.
Saying.
You know,
that's not, we'll take the like the subway on the dates 1, 2, 3 together. For me, not romantic.
You know what's interesting? When you're dating, it's like how quickly do I show who I really am, and then it's like, what parts of showing who I really am make this person think that I'm more here for it?
And what part?
Let me.
I kind of already know what you're saying.
So like. Sometimes you'll do things on a date and women will go, well, that means he must like me. And how do we know? How do you differentiate between, oh, he talked about his family on the first date and he farted on the first date? You know, right. like, do you know what I mean? Like, oh, he got Uber pool. He must have been so comfortable with me
right.
to get Uber pool. Does this make sense?
I guess one is like going out of your way to do something that's more expensive.
Mm.
And the other one is like,
but I think
it could be just you.
This is what I'm saying. Like,
right.
How do you? Because women do this thing where they pull away. Well, he talked about family on the first date, which means he must be serious. And then they'll like, and then also he does Uber pool. They never do the thing where he does Uber pool. Does that mean he's a cheap fuck I don't like?
Well, I always think like it only gets worse, right? The way that like
sure.
the bar like gets lower as you like as you said with the paying. Like I'm gonna like
Jess probably
wouldn't have paid for like a second date dinner,
sure.
But now she'll do it. It's kind of like
now we just go out in sweats and go to McDonald's. That's what
right.
We do.
That's what I'm saying. Like for me, it's like the Uber Lyft Uber pool on the first date. I'm like. Okay, this is like as glamorous as it's gonna get.
Yeah, this is him treating you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for me it'd be like, oh, now it's a lifestyle thing because it's not even like it's oh again,
well,
if it's this now, then we're taking the air train to the airport.
Well this is
oh my god.
How could you? I just think this is like one of those things that like I hope someone listened because we get so many emails that are like he does this, this, and that. Does he like me? And it's right. Like, do you like him?
Yes.
Do you have any? Is all of your? Is the only reason you like someone is because they like you?
Yeah, that's the issue in itself.
That's the issue in itself. So it's like, yeah, if you get in the Uber pool and you go on the first date, he's gonna do fucking Uber pool. It's okay to go. Yeah, we're two different wavelengths here.
I'm not into that.
Yeah, let's do another one.
All right.
Red flag deal breaker. My boyfriend at the time last year told me he doesn't use body wash or any type of soap ever in the shower. Needless to say, now he is an ex.
Wow.
She has a hard stance.
I guess we know what her stance is.
Yeah. Is this normal? Do all boys not use body wash? Do all boys think water does the job? We are perplexed.
I don't think that's normal.
I think it's normal.
That guys don't use body wash?
I think it's normal. Like, I'll do shampoo on the head.
Okay.
Like, I think it was Jez. Was like, you don't wash your feet. And I was like,
oh,
no, the soap kind of gets down
there. Hygiene
is
such a weird thing because it's so private.
You don't know
you don't know how disgusting you are until you compare yourself to someone else.
You took one shower with your dad growing up, and then he taught you how to do it, and that's all the learning you got.
Is that how you learned?
I remember taking showers with my parents, like my dad. It wasn't like the whole family got in there.
I know the Freed family is very close.
Very close. Yeah. But I you get in the shower when you're like a baby.
Yeah,
you get in the shower
with
your dad.
My sisters.
I remember taking a piss in the shower with my dad. My dad was like, don't tell your mom. She'll be fucking pissed. She doesn't like that.
It's funny. That's how we like learn these
habits.
You
get one lesson. I always talk about, we have a sponsor on the other on my podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they sponsor this, so I won't mention any names. But the dentist teaches you how to brush your teeth. And then at like 13, they're like, you can't. At like 12 and above, you're not allowed to ask any questions about brushing your teeth, or you're a fucking idiot.
Right. Or like everyone assumes you've been doing it wrong the whole time.
Yeah. So like, you know, there's a toothbrush out there that will it'll time you for 2 minutes.
Right.
And if you try and do the whole 2 minutes, you're like, I can't even do this. Like, who's been doing 2 minutes?
Right. And everyone, it's funny because everyone has their own standard. Like, even we're all disgusting in our own way, in our own special way.
Sure.
So like, you know, like for Michael, I have some like habits that I think are gross. And then for me, he'll be like, oh, like, haven't you slept in that shirt for the past 5 nights? Yeah. Like, and I'm like, oh, well, like, are we now keeping score? Because I can like bring up like a few other disgusting habits.
You don't wash your asshole.
Right.
Yeah. Like
I'm saying we all have our own.
We have our things. Like when I get in the shower, it's like, first of all, I went a year without using shampoo.
What?
Was your
hair just like disgusting?
Someone told me that it makes your hair look better to not use shampoo. Like the shampoo is ruining your hair.
Okay. Did that work?
I don't think it worked.
You just rinse?
I would just rinse it out. It was like a long time, not a year, but probably like a few months where
like
I was like
slicked back and greasy.
It just felt like better texture. Okay. It looked better, I thought. Huh. And I don't think it worked. I was trying to like get my hair longer, but then it just, you know, just poofed.
That would be interesting.
There was some sort of theory out there that I read once. You know, you read one article and you go, that's the rest of my life now. Yeah, I kind of did one of those things. But I'll go shampoo on the head, down the body, arm, balls. Done. But like, you know, I wash my whole, you know, like, and then I would never go down to my feet. And there was like,
yeah, I don't do the feet really either.
Well, then I put on Instagram stories, you know, do you wash
your feet?
I assume
like the bottom of the shower gets the feet clean.
Everyone has different things. And it's also, you were just taught once.
Yeah.
Like there, like some people take a washcloth in the shower.
Yeah, that also seems like for some people that's super clean, and for other people that's like, oh, that's just.
Some people can't believe you don't bring a washcloth. I've never heard of bringing one.
Right, or the Q-tip thing. Some people use the Q-tips every day, and other people are like, I can't believe you use Q-tips. Those are terrible
ear?
For you. Yeah,
like, yeah.
In the ear.
Yeah. So
cleaning your ears thing is a very divisive one.
All
as well.
These body cleaning things are like we learned them once,
and then we think that we're just like committed to that,
and we're like, I'm normal. I do the right thing. And then someone walks in and goes, you don't wash your feet?
Gross.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm sorry. didn't realize. So like this guy says he never uses body wash. I would understand where he's like, no, I wash my hair and I use the soap for my hair. I would assume that's what he's saying.
Well, yeah, I assume no one doesn't use anything ever. I feel like that person would smell.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not like a smelly guy. I'm not saying I'm cleaner than the next person, but I just don't get very smelly.
Right.
So some people just don't. You know, like I think this is like a different, like, you know, different folks, different strokes.
Fair enough. He says, I'm free on Wednesday if you follow my band Instagram.
So hold
on. Red flag or deal breaker?
So hold on. He is in a band and then they're trying to go on a date.
Right.
And he's like, I'll go out on Wednesday if you follow my band's Instagram. Yeah. That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker for me too.
Because he's
it's like, oh, now I'm working for it.
I used to meet people. Well,
what kind of a foot is that to start off on?
Also, you're working for it. Also, what you don't understand is a lot of comics would get people to come to shows via dating apps.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of like, hey, come to my show.
You're supposed to bring like a certain amount of people,
right?
Bring
people, get people there. Yeah. So like real fucking hustlers. I put that in quotes because they're not really they're hustling themselves fucking into nowhere. But they're like, they would go on dating apps and just like invite seven different people they met there. Like,
that's so funny.
Yeah. So I think this guy.
And the girls think they're all. He invited me to his show.
Yeah. Somebody falls for
he
it.
He needed to get five, you know.
Yeah. He needed five people to get on stage.
Right.
So like this all, that makes sense to me.
That's
but
so
like,
funny.
Because this guy's just trying to build up his social media presence. You're like, sometimes you'll see like these like women that have like on the dating apps, you used to see like their handles. And then you go to the handle and you'd be like, oh, they have like 10,000 followers. Like, this was built through masturbation.
Right. This is part of the right. Yeah. Like, most of those followers are men.
Definitely.
So, yeah, I'd be out too because, like, to me, that would be starting off on a foot where I'm definitely not leading things.
No,
too.
you're one of a million.
Right, yeah. I'm doing you a favor. Anyway.
That's our show.
We will see you next week.
Absolutely. Can I make a couple announcements?
Of course.
Is that okay?
Go for it.
I'm going to be... When does this come out? This is the 13th?
Yes, this Wednesday.
So on the 29th and 30th, Thanksgiving's the 28th. On the 29th and 30th, I'm going to be in Huntsville, Alabama.
Ooh.
That's right. Come spend your post-Thanksgiving hangover with me. Huntsville, Alabama.
That's awesome.
Jaredfree.com. Jaredfree.com. Thank you.
All right. See you next week. Bye.
Betches.